Support for KPLU comes from Baird. Employee-owned and privately held, Baird offers financial advice and services with clients' best interests in mind. Information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
The cool meter here in our Seattle studios is peeking into the red, and I couldn't be more excited to present the Bad Plus, Joshua Redman. The Bad Plus have been thrilling fans for more than 15 years with their unique, driving, dramatic compositions and very smart covers. And Joshua Redman has simply been one of the top sax players in jazz since he beat out our good friend Eric Alexander at the Monk Institute competition in 1991. They got together for some live shows a few years ago, and their new album, The Bad Plus, Joshua Redman, is, if I may, the jazz album of the year so far. Please welcome The Bad Plus, Joshua Redman.
Thank you.
The Bad Plus, Joshua Redman, live in the studios here at KPLU. Ethan Iverson at the piano, Reed Anderson bass, Dave King at the drums, Joshua Redman on saxophone, of course. Now, the Bad Plus and Joshua Redman have been popular in the world of jazz fans for years now. How familiar were you guys with each other before you got together, Dave?
Well, it was hard not to be familiar with Joshua Redman if you played jazz. Mm-hmm. So we were very familiar with him and fans of his work. And, you know, we're all in the same age zone. So, but I mean, Josh hit so young and so early that you couldn't not, you know, be listening for him and checking out what he was doing. And also we were great fans of Josh's dad, Dewey Redman. So it was a very natural continuum to be like checking out what Josh is doing and digging it. And then we ended up doing some shows opening for Josh quite a bit, actually, in the early days of the band, which felt really nice because we got along with him great and his bands were always awesome. And we knew the guys in the band. So it was a very friendly vibe with us, I think, right out of the gate. So.
And Josh, do you remember hearing about the Bad Plus when you were playing around in the early days when they were opening for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. I didn't even remember that they. First of all, I don't think of people opening for me. I mean, we shared the stage.
Shared a bill,
together.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I've known about them since they burst onto the scene, for sure. I mean, I think the Bad Plus is, you know, one of the most identifiable and one of the most dedicated and committed bands in jazz in the last, you know, certainly of my generation, of mm-hmm. our generation. I mean, I can't think of another band. Very few other bands in jazz history have really existed and thrived as true collective bands. And, you know, I think that's, you know, aside from all the great music that they've produced, one of their great contributions to the jazz world has been to show this world that works, and that not only works, that more people, more musicians should be trying to do that. But I knew all these guys. I don't know when the band started. Was it 2001 or earlier?
Like 2000.
2000, yeah. But I knew, I mean, I knew Reed. I think I met Reed not long after I moved to New York, and Ethan too. I'm not sure if I had met Dave before the Bad Plus. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, you know, the jazz community is, you know, for as many great jazz musicians as there are out there, I think it's a relatively small community, and the cats that can play, you know them. Yeah. I mean, it's there's a lot of history here. We've known each other for a long time. I don't think any of us really knew. I mean, I've always loved the band, each of them individually as musicians, and as I said before, as a band. But I never knew what it was going to be like to play with them, mm-hmm. just because they are such a band, and it's been this kind of, you know, at least from the outside, from my perspective, it's been this very kind of sacred, inviolable unit, you know, and so I didn't know what it was going to be like to, you know, to step into that milieu.
But, right, right.
They've welcomed me with at least one open arm.
Now, I think it was 2011 when you guys started playing some live shows. Whose bright idea was it to bring Joshua into the group? Everyone's looking around. Reed, do you remember?
We still haven't figured out the answer to that.
Yeah, right? Some mysterious force brought us together. We're not quite sure who the that overlord was, whoever that was.
I think it was someone at the Blue Note.
We don't want to give it up to, like,
yeah,
promoters.
We don't want to give it up to them, but, you know, it was more like, oh, of course that makes sense, because we did feel comfortable with Josh, you know, personally, spiritually, everything. So when it was suggested, we immediately were like, yeah, cool, Joshua Redman, if he'll do it, we'd love to do it. And so it worked out.
Ethan, Josh was saying, talking about what a great unit you are as the three of you. You fill the stage every time I see you. It doesn't seem like there's room for anybody else. Was there any concern when you decided to bring in Joshua?
Yeah, in the 15 years of the band, we've had very few collaborators, you know, and they all have to pass some sort of obscure test.
I studied very hard for that. It was like I went to Kaplan review.
You know, I guess truthfully, what I remember very well is we played the first gig and it felt so good. It was just like, you know, there weren't any really questions in my mind about Josh but at the same time, it just, you know, well, it was just like he just played so great, and it was just such a good fit right away that, you know, just it seemed meant to be almost.
The album, as I said before, is one of my favorites so far this year, The Bad Plus Joshua Redman, really taking advantage of The Bad Plus's name, cleverly, I think. It's almost
what
all
my name.
Pretty clever, too.
The point size almost, was different in the beginning.
There's a couple of older Bad Plus songs on there, but it's almost all original songs. And I also noticed that they're all credited to individual members of the band. And I wonder how the arrangements of the songs came together. Was it Joshua comes in and says, all right, you guys, I want Ethan to play this. I want Reed to play this. I want Dave to play this. Or was it more of a, all right, this is what I got. What do you guys got? Reed, do you remember how that went, the original songs?
Yeah, it was weird because Josh just bossed us around the whole time. No, well, actually, it's all original music. Even the older stuff is original music.
Right.
And it's actually not a very complicated process. We're all composers, and you know, we bring in music that's clear, and everybody has it pretty well, you know, thought through by the time they bring it to the band. So it all comes together really logically and easy.
And this album's really great, and I know you guys are very busy and excited to do more things, but can we expect a second album from The Bad Plus Joshua Redman, part two? Too early to say?
We're just trying to get our hands wrapped around the first. I mean, I hope that we'll be playing together for the rest of our musical lives in some form.
Yeah,
so,
I agree. I think we all hope that.
Yeah.
We've got time for one more song from the band live in the studios here at KPLU. What would you like to play next?
Well, you know, maybe we should back announce the first song,
yeah,
actually,
please.
Which is written by Reed, and it opens our record. It's called As This Moment Slips Away. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's correct. And then we'll play a song now by Dave called Beauty Has It Hard.
The Bad Plus Joshua Redman, live on KPLU.